Okay, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. Chris, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Here.
Councilmember Christensen?
Here.
Council President Boobin-Vanderhaar?
Here.
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And if you will rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. The first item we have is the consent agenda. Any comments or motion to approve?
Move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin-Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Thank you. Next thing we have is community reports. Farmers Market presentation, Liz Edwards, president. Hi, Liz. Thank you. Good.
Happy to be here. Mayor Sear, council members, I'm here to start out thanking you for allowing us to use the Farmers Market for the Farmers Market the past few years.
Yeah.
I'd like to continue using that same space for the upcoming season. The upcoming season will run every Saturday, April 28th to September 29th, except for CUNA days. And then we also wanted to request a consideration for a fee reduction to $250, same as the past. We have 10 vendors, and we have 10 more that are interested in joining us this year. We're very excited about that.
Questions?
Nothing for me. I just appreciate you guys running it, and I think it's an important thing to have in CUNA, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, it is important for our city, so we appreciate that. Okay. So I guess we have a request for a fee reduction.
Are we waiting until 7B to just approve the resolution? Or
is it on there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that.
It's later in the agenda, but
okay.
I'm sure we'll approve it. Thank you so much.
We won't fight over it too much, probably.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you so much. Next, we have Chad Gordon from J&M Sanitation to give us an update on cleanup.
Mayor, council members, I don't know if Chris was there, if I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys got the flag. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, again, it is that time of year. Our annual cleanup project is coming up. I've gone ahead and talked to a bunch of our vendors, and the date that we have come to the conclusion will work for everybody is Saturday, May 5th. It's going to be the same setup that we had last year. We did move last year our location from the city park down to our location on Swan Falls. It seemed to work out really well. We had a lot more space to kind of spread things out, get a better traffic pattern, and just generally keep the people flowing through there, which they did in mass amounts.
Good.
We had the largest intake that we've ever had.
Wow.
21 roll-off containers.
Wow.
Including another two. That was 21 for trash, two for electronics, four for scrap metal, two for refrigerators, two more for televisions, and three of our reload trucks packed.
Wow.
So, I don't know where they keep it coming from, but they keep it coming. So we will be doing it again this year. We've got quite a few volunteers involved. I'm hoping we'll have approximately 10 crews out there running on top of our three trucks out there running. So as the city grows and gets bigger and bigger, it gets a lot more difficult to cover in one day. So the more volunteers we get, the more that helps out to do. I've talked with Bobby already, and it sounds like the city's willing to go ahead and help us out again with the equipment, which we greatly appreciate because that's a big part of it. set up again also. They always have record numbers on that day. So hopefully we'll get it all done in one day, and the place will be cleaner for at least a while. Until next year.
Yeah.
Any questions, concerns, or otherwise?
Questions for Chad?
I don't have any questions. Thank you. I mean, I think it's a really useful service, clearly very used. I think it would be kind of cool if you I know you guys are, like, starting to use Facebook more and stuff, but I'd encourage you to toot your own horn a little bit about how much stuff you took in last year and how you offer this as a free service and stuff, because I'd love to be able to kind of have a way to share that information a little bit more and, toot your own horn with you. So.
I try not to toot too much. I'm not a good band player or anything like that. We'll put some stuff out there, definitely. And I'm going to, after I got done with this meeting, I was planning to, within the next couple of days, get it on our Facebook. We'll also send it out with the billing inserts this month. Try to get it on city's Facebook page and the website. That way we get it
spread out there. Especially as we're growing, and you mentioned, like, it's hard to get everything done in one day. I mean, I think people's minds would be blown by the sheer volume of stuff you guys take in. And so just, mentioning how successful it was last year might also kind of lay the foundation for everybody be chill. This is a free thing. We're trying to help everybody out.
Maybe
we're doing the best we can.
Maybe two loads per household instead of 10, But, hey, and we are looking at options going forward with growth as to how we may be able to handle this in the future, because it may get to a point where we're trying to cover the entire city in one day curbside. Just insurmountable. And so we have thrown a couple ideas out there, and one of them is to maybe spread it out over a week on our service day and just have our trucks follow through and then have just a dump day that following weekend for anybody. Right. So just kind of prepare you guys, as this town grows, like I said, it is difficult to cover that entire area in one day. So hopefully people have it out by 8, because we get a lot of those phone calls too at 2 o'clock. Hey, we didn't get picked up. Mm-hmm. Like, you put it out at 1 o'clock. Yeah, we got by there already, but we'll swing back by and get it. And we've had pretty good success being able to get everybody taken care of. If not that day, we pick the stragglers up the following week, so everybody taken care of.
Well, I think that's a very good idea. Let us know afterwards what you actually collected and the number of roll-offs and tonnage or whatever else you can throw in there, and we'll toot our horn at you.
Perfect.
Because I think it's just... it's not something that you see in other areas, and it's it really does help keep our town cleaned up, and we certainly appreciate it. So.
Well, and we're glad to do it, and it really does. I mean, it makes a difference, having all that stuff. And we've got some properties that have really gotten cleaned up over the years because of it. So,
right.
I think that helps everybody in all the subdivisions and around town and driving around, and helps the community as a whole. So.
Absolutely.
We're proud to be able to do it, and we want to keep doing it for this very extent.
We're very grateful. So thank you.
Good. Thank you, Chad.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chad. All right. The next item on the agenda is a public hearing. This is consideration to approve ordinance number 2018-07, an ordinance of the City Council for CUNA, Idaho, striking in its entirety Section 8 of Title 6, Chapter 3, titled Easements, and replacing a new section that provides for the location and width of city and public utility easements, encroachments, locations, vests the final determination of the location of easements within the city engineer, restricts the placement of encroachments within the easement and responsibilities for damage, removal, and disposal, allows for easement modifications for side yard easements located on phase boundaries, and provides an effective date. Richard Rhodes.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. For the record, Richard Rhodes. Before Council for consideration is an ordinance substantially changing the easement ordinance as it exists. What we found processing applications was a couple of things. Number one, the easement ordinance read all easements will be 10 feet. So typically what developers were doing was bisecting with a lot line. So it was 5 feet on each side, but that wasn't always happening. And one of the big considerations was the 10-foot easement on phase boundaries. So there was no consideration for a developer who had dedicated a 10-foot easement on, let's say, phase boundary number one. On then phase number two, he also had to dedicate a 10-foot easement on that phase boundary. So effectively, we had around phases 20-foot easements that created quite a bit of difficulty in design work. So that's what brought this to the attention, that we needed to do some redrafting. So I drafted it to accommodate those concerns and make it 5 feet and 5 feet. And on a phase boundary, the developer can come in for some consideration on that. Also, the side and back easements were dedicated as public utility easements. The utility that was going in was the city utilities, not any of the other utility companies. So if we ever had to vacate one of those, it's an extremely difficult, expensive process to do that. Each public utility typically taking months to do it and charging several hundred to thousands of dollars to do that. So it'll be a city utility, and this should just clean things up. I will stand for any questions.
Okay, questions for Richard. Okay, yeah, so basically this is just a piece of cleanup. It actually makes life easier for the city and for the developers and for private homeowners that want to build onto their property. So I don't imagine that we'll have anyone that wants to come in and argue this. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody that wished to sign up and testify in this matter that didn't get a chance to? Okay, so just as a matter of procedure, we need to go ahead and open the public hearing. And once again, I'll ask if there was anybody who didn't get a chance to sign up who wished to. Seeing none,
move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to close the public hearing in the matter of ordinance number 2018-07. The question is rightfully before council.
Sorry, did we vote on that one? Do we have to? On closing the public hearing?
We don't need a
comment. Did we vote? We didn't vote.
Oh, I'm
did
sorry.
We?
So motion's been made and seconded to close the public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Now the question is right for council.
I agree with everything you said, Mayor. I think it's pretty simple and self-explanatory. Is there any reason we would want to slow track it?
No.
Okay. With that in mind, then, I would move that we waive three readings of Ordinance 2018-07.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of Ordinance Number 2018-07. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve Ordinance 2018-07.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Ordinance Number 2018-07. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardozo?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
I move we approve summary publication of Ordinance 2018-07.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve a summary publication of Ordinance 2018-07. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries, and this will become law upon publication. Item 6B is public hearing and consideration to approve Ordinance Number 2018-08, an ordinance of the City Council for CUNA, Idaho, adding a new chapter, Chapter 18, to Title 5, titled Private Roads, that provides for the allowance of private roads in certain locations, sets forth construction and design standards, sets forth access and maintenance requirements, establishes gated road restrictions, provides for private alleys, requires compliance with the comprehensive plan, and provides a waiver of standards by the City Council, amending KCC 5-7-3 planned unit development to reference private roads KCC 5-18-1, amending 6-3-3, planned unit development, to strike that portion only allowing private roads in planned unit developments, and adding the reference to KCC 5-18-1, amending KCC 6-5-2, planned unit and condominium subdivisions, to provide for private road standards constructed to Ada County Highway District local road standards and reviewed by the city engineer, and providing an effective date. Richard Rhodes.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Again, for the record, Richard Rhodes, before Council for consideration is a new chapter in the Kena City Code, private roads. As you'll see in the back portion of that, we really only allowed private roads in planned unit developments. We have had some developers approach us that would like to put in some gated communities, and we really didn't have the opportunity to consider that under the existing code. So this is written to address those situations, road standards, width, sizes, locations, and maintenance. I don't understand any questions.
Okay, questions for Richard.
Mayor, if yes. I could. I talked to Richard before the meeting. I think one of my concerns was on page 5 of 16, paragraph C1. There is to be a fund to replenish the road. The fund, according to Richard, would be kept by the HOA. I guess I have a concern with these HOAs that are going out of business. What would be the repercussion to the city if the road isn't kept in a serviceable condition, even though it's private property? Would we have an obligation as a city to go in there and repave it? Or?
Council Member Cardoza, we wouldn't. It's a private road, so the HOA would have to be set up to monitor that at the time of the development. Typically in these developments where we have these, an example would be the Ridley's development that has an HOA for maintenance of the private road there pursuant to license agreements with the various tenants in the Ridley subdivision for that particular purpose. If it was a residential subdivision, assuming that it's probably upper scale, those type of things, the HOA would be set up. We wouldn't monitor that. If there was some need to make maintenance and repairs, the HOA would likely have to assess those property owners within that subdivision. We do, several years ago, we put it in the plat notes on the HOA, and we do not allow those to be dissolved as they have attempted to in the past. And so now it's a plat note, and any type of thing would have to be approved. Any dissolution of an HOA would have to be approved by the city. So
okay.
We've tightened that up quite a bit.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay. Thank you. Further questions for Richard?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And once again, this is a public hearing. No one has signed up to testify. We'll go ahead and open the public hearing for ordinance number 2018-08. Is there anybody who wishes to testify that didn't get a chance to? Okay, thank you. So seeing none.
Sorry, I move we close the public hearing.
Second. Motion's made and seconded to close the public hearing in the matter of ordinance number 2018-08. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. And once again, I don't know that this is anything, any reason not to fast track this one.
Okay. Yeah, everything makes sense to me. So I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2018-08.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance number 2018-08. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2018-08.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2018-08. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
I move we approve summary publication of Ordinance 2018-08.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve a summary publication of Ordinance Number 2018-08. All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? And that motion carries, and upon publication will become law. Item 7A is the Fair Housing Month Proclamation. Whereas April 2018 marks the 50th anniversary of the passage of Title VIII of the Civil Rights Act of 1968, commonly known as the Federal Fair Housing Act, and whereas the Idaho Human Rights Commission Act has prohibited discrimination in the housing since 1969, and whereas equal opportunity for all, regardless of race, color, religion, sex, disability, familial status, or national origin, is a fundamental goal of our nation, state, and city, and whereas equal access to housing is an important component of this goal, as fundamental as the right to equal education and employment, and whereas housing is a critical component of family and community health and stability, and whereas housing choice impacts our children's access to education, our ability to seek and retain employment options, the cultural benefits we enjoy, the extent of our exposure to crime and drugs, and the quality of health care we receive in emergencies, and whereas the laws of this nation and our state seek to ensure such equality of choice for all transactions involving housing, and whereas ongoing education, outreach, and monitoring are key to raising awareness of fair housing principles, practice, rights, and responsibilities, and whereas only through continued cooperation, commitment, and support of all Idahoans can barriers to fair housing be removed. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Joe Steer, Mayor of City of Cuna, Idaho, hereby proclaim April 2018 to be Fair Housing Month in the City of Cuna, Ada County, State of Idaho. Item 7B, consideration to approve resolution number R22-2018, resolution of the City Council of Cuna, Idaho, approving the 2018 lease agreement with the Cuna Farmers Market and authorizing the mayor to execute the agreement. Richard Rhodes.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Again, for the record, Richard Rhodes. Before you, for your consideration, is the lease agreement with the farmers market. It's unchanged from last year. I think it's been working out very well there. So the only thing is their consideration to reduce the fee. Stand for any questions.
Okay. Questions for Richard.
Question, Mayor. What was the fee last year?
$250.
Okay.
No questions, thanks. As I mentioned, I'm just thrilled that we have a farmer's market, and I think it's very needed and useful, and I just appreciate all the work that goes into running it and showing up every weekend to sell stuff there. So thank you guys for all your hard work. It's really, really appreciated. And with that, I move we approve resolution R22-2018.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve resolution number R22-2018.
Mayor.
Is there any further discussion?
Is there discussion on this?
Yes.
Okay. I think we don't charge, and I may be wrong, but I don't think we charge for CUNA days, do we, other than permits? There is a fee in addition to the permits that are allocated for each booth.
Yes, we have a pass-through cost, which is CUNA Days tends to need more staff time from the city, so we have a pass-through cost for that. They also have to pay for the electricity. They also pay for above and beyond paper goods, the rental of the park, after hours permits, all of that.
And how much is the fee?
For
CUNA Days?
I cannot tell you off the top of my head. I wouldn't be prepared to answer that right now.
Okay, thank you. Mayor, I think because of the beneficial aspects of the farmer's market, I personally would have no objection to foregoing this fee. I think it benefits the entire community. So as long as each one would take out a permit, I would have no problem with it.
I would. I'm sorry.
Can you tell us more about what you mean by each one taking out a permit?
Each merchant would have to take out a permit.
That's not currently how we do it. So are you suggesting that we change the way that it's set up?
Are you talking about a mobile vendor license?
Yes.
Farmers market's exempt from that in our code.
That way it runs all under one grouping so that each individual merchant doesn't have to come in on their own and set things up.
And Kinaday's do a mobile vendor license on each one either because they're under the umbrella of the special event itself.
Okay. Again, because of the benefit to the community, I would not be objective to letting that fee be foregone.
Okay.
I think, with the direct comparison that we talked about, the fees charging for CUNA days, those sounded like things that wouldn't even apply to something such as this when it comes to electricity, after park rental hours, things like that. There's space taken up. However, I tend to agree with Richard when it comes to what this has to offer without taking into account the added costs associated with maybe doing a park event or something like that is definitely beneficial for these guys to push forward in what they do for us. So,
okay.
Chris, can you just remind us what the fee would normally be if we charge our regular fee for the entire season?
It would, based on, it really depends on how much foot traffic they get, but in general it would be $100 for each weekend, and then they pull electricity, so it would be at least $10 for that. So we would look at $110. The $250 for the annual originally was put in place to assist with the cost of electricity and that they're they're on the grass, that kind of stuff. So that would, if it was charged full out, I think it's, I want to say, how many weekends is it? 13 weekends? Yeah, so I'm thinking so it'll be $1,400 roughly. Okay.
I guess my thing is, like, we have significantly discounted it and done that for many years. I just start to get nervous when we talk about, like, not charging anything at all, and then how do we decide what merits getting a totally free ride? Because it's not really a free ride in the sense that there is electricity and stuff being provided, so... Then, I mean, the taxpayers are paying for it to be there, which is fine. I mean, we're already waiving a big portion of the fees. But, would we waive it for CUNA days? Would we waive it? What else are we talking about waiving it for then? Because if we do it for one, we need to be prepared that other people might come in and have the same request. So I just would want us to think through that a little bit and maybe make sure that we're prepared to set that precedent.
In rebuttal, we just spent $1,300,000 downtown for the merchants, yet we're charging $250 for a farmer to come in and sell his produce. Again, the benefit is to the community. If we were to try to stay an agricultural city, which we're slowly losing, I see nothing wrong with the bringing people to CUNA. It benefits every merchant that stays open while CUNA Days is open. It may be a disadvantage to the farmers market, but I'm sure the people that come in to get the fresh produce have to buy other groceries, have to get gasoline. They get to witness the redevelopment that we have downtown. It just seems like they're a benefit to the community and a benefit to the city, I thought. So.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. They certainly are a benefit to the community. I think that, like Bjorn was saying, I think when we did this several years ago, it was just a matter of covering the city's costs so that it just kind of gets to be one of those things where someone is there for profit, be it however small it is, of a profit, that the city needs to cover their costs because we can't really subsidize those type of things. Personally, I would have no problem with not charging them anything at all, but I think, as Councilmember Ruben Vonderhaar mentioned, that we do need to cover our costs. Chris?
Yes.
Mayor, if Chad could take the mic, I think he has something that he wanted to pass on from his dad. So,
Mayor, council members, Chad Gordon, for the record, J&M Sanitation. Last year, I think you guys kind of ran into this conversation about the same time that we had come in for Kino cleanup. And at that time, Dad had offered to cover the costs for them, and he has offered to do that again also. He said he would do that for his lifetime. So if that helps you guys' situation in deciding it all, we'll gladly go ahead and take care of that because we do feel like it is an important deal and it helps them, keeps their deal going. So.
Does that mean then if he's on life support, you're going to have to keep that going?
Yep, pretty much. As long as they can squeeze the vegetables in an IV line, I think we'll be all right. We can keep him going. So, you know, that is something we would like to do for him. So, again, if that makes you guys' decision-making process any easier, we've got that cost covered for them going forward from this point.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
Mayor?
Yes.
I suggest we raise the fee then. Thank you, Chad.
All right, is there any further discussion? Okay, we have a motion on the floor to, and a second, to reduce the fee to $250. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, everybody.
Next is consideration to approve resolution number R23-2018, a resolution of the City Council of Kuna, Idaho, authorizing the mayor to execute and the clerk to attest to the agreement between the City of Kuna and Verizon Wireless for the use of licensor property in connection with the operation of a wireless network. Richard Rhodes.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Again, for the record, Richard Rhodes. Mayor, I'm going to request to table this based upon Councilmember Cardozo's question regarding the money generated from this and my conversations with Novation Horvac. I think it may be beneficial for council to have the big picture of what the anticipated revenue may be for the carriers versus Verizon individually and as a whole. We had a meeting several weeks ago with Novation Horvac Group that basically bundles a broker-type package, and then we receive a percentage of that. The benefit they provide is they do all the work for the carriers. We get a smaller percentage instead of 100%. The proposal is 20%, but it may make it easier and may not. And as I also indicated, I'm just about done with my final draft on a cell tower ordinance rewrite that may play into this. So you guys have the big picture of what staff will be processing as these come through. Essentially, instead of just having the very large cell towers, they're now going with what's called a small cell tower, small antennas that may be on light posts, street lamps, traffic signals, and those type of locations that are very small, but they're going to start filling in, so it would be a high number of these antennas going, but I think it would be fair to have a big picture of the whole thing before we do this, so Mayor, if we can just table it.
Do we want to do a date certain, April 3rd or April 17th?
No date certain.
Okay.
Because it's a resolution, we'll just put it back on the agenda.
When it's ready.
Okay.
I move we table item 7C, consideration to approve resolution number R23-2018, to not a date certain.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to table the consideration to approve resolution number R23-2018 until it's ready to be talked about again. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Consideration to approve remaining splash pad funds. Bobby Withrow, Parks Director.
Mayor, Council, in the memorandum I sent you guys, I'm asking for approximately $65,000 to complete the splash pad project. When I first came in front of Council, I think it was almost 2 years now, to pick sites, I had anticipated a price increase with the Greenbelt site, and then Council decided to go with that spot. So I went through, put all the numbers together, and came out with about $65,000 to get everything finished, ready to go, looking fancy-dancy.
Is that a technical term?
I wish. On there we have the pathway, so it's ADA compliant from both parking lots. Then the concrete work, it's a little bit more technical than what I feel we can handle. So I do want to contract that out. That way it's done right. The water components, including tapping the water line, backflow preventers, and all that good stuff is included. The original, I had to move the original spot about 40 feet southwest because, imagine this, I hit rock about 18 inches down and I needed to go 3 feet. So rather than spending the money then blasting or rock hammering our brains out, we moved it and we have about a 3 foot elevation that we need to fix. I talked with Bob and he thought a deck around the back of it would probably work the best. And we can make that look really nice to kind of go along with everything we have on the Greenbelt.
I would agree that you don't want to blast your brains out.
So, that being said, So I'm open for any questions.
Okay, questions for Bobby.
How much dynamite will it take to blast out your brains?
A lot.
How much are we... What will the total be for that splash pad?
It'll be just shy of $300,000 when we're all said and done. I'm hoping to be more than that. The number that I had is slightly padded because of hiccups that we haven't foreseen yet that might come up.
Questions. Is the water going to be... constantly on, or is it going to be where somebody has to go past an eye to set it up, or
there will be two activating pedestals, so kids actually have to go touch it or be around it, and then the water will come on for approximately 2 to 3 minutes, and then it'll shut off, and then they got to go touch it again. Okay. So it's only running when people are there.
Is there going to be a fence around it for security? Or?
The decking is going to have a rail, and so that's going to cut the kids off from going towards the creek. Or are you talking about the whole thing?
The whole thing for a child that maybe the mother gets busy on the phone and then the infant is on the green belt, walks over there. Is there going to be some kind of... mannerism of keeping little ones from
So the way the splash pad is situated, on the southwest and the south side of it, it's all going to be there's going to be there's going to be
this is where we need the dynamite, I think.
Yes, there will be a rail. There we go.
Obstacle.
A rail along it. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
Kids can't.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor.
You bet. Anything else? Okay.
Doesn't make much sense to stop paying for it now. So I move we approve the request for an additional amount up to $65,000 to finish the splash pad, the money coming from contingency.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve up to $65,000 for the remaining funds for the splash pad from contingency. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Thank you. Item 7E is a high-level review of the financial results, YTD month ending February 28, 2018. John Marsh.
Hey, good evening, everybody. For the record, John Marsh. So in true to form, I'm going to do this as quickly as I have in the past, and if you have any questions, stop me. I will I'll focus on really just where our bottom line looks like for the four major funds and a few other items of note. So if you're looking at your screen there, page 2 of 8 on your attachment, we're looking at the general fund. The item I'm going to cover is the operating revenue net of operating expenditures, and that's about three-quarters of the way down on the page, and that amount is $881,555. And if you recall, last month we were negative there by approximately $350,000, excuse me, dollars. And so we've turned it around, of course, which is what we expected. That's related to the $1.2 million property tax receipt that we received in February. So. All in all, general fund is going as planned. In fact, it's going better than planned. A couple of beacons to note that are indicative of the time that we're in the general fund. We've got the sales tax revenue sharing dollars, which obviously come from sales tax through the state and the county formulas. We're up $70,000 versus where we thought we'd be. So that's a very positive trend thus far this year. And then you look at the building permit activity collectively between all the permits. Building, mechanical, everything that goes into that, we're up $107,000 to date versus where we thought. So, and we really haven't gotten to the meat of the year. So that's a good sign, and hopefully that trend will continue. So the general fund is looking positive. Any questions on the general fund?
Okay, question?
No. I'll move on to the next major fund, which is the water fund. That's found on page 3 of 8. In the same location on the page, the operating revenue net of operating expenditures is $607,927 to the positive. Again, nothing out of the ordinary. Generally speaking, what's going on there is status quo with revenues. We've got, of course, considerable growth, but we haven't gotten to the meat of the year where there's outflows going for capital expenditures yet. So, of course, that'll pick up during the summer. Any questions on the water fund? Sewer fund is on page 4 of 8, and about halfway down or thereabouts. Operating revenue net of operating expenditures is $695,853 to the positive. Same situation as the water fund. Everything's thus far status quo. Any questions? Okay. Last major fund is the irrigation fund, and that's found at the very top of page 5 of 8. And the net there is a $208,491 positive amount. So again, things are trending just fine at this point in time. Any questions?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So one thing I'd like to note, I think, is that sometimes you look at those the funds and the water and sewer and that type of thing. And like John had mentioned, we haven't gotten into any capital projects yet this year. We have had a couple of wells that we've had to pull offline, and now those are used mostly for supplementing irrigation, that type of thing. It usually costs the city somewhere around $1 million to put in a well, and at some point in time, since we've pulled two off, we're still in good shape right now, but some point in time we're going to have to replace those. So it's not that we're hoarding money here. It's just that with one, and any problem can cost us millions of dollars. So it's in the city's best interest to keep those funds good for capital improvement projects. And I don't know if there's anything, Bob, if you want to add to any of that or.
No, I think you covered it pretty well, but I would answer any questions about the capital improvement projects if need be.
Okay. Anything further on that? Thank you, Bob.
Mayor?
Yes.
Just out of curiosity, Bobby, could the $65,000 you're asking for, could that come out of the park impact fee? Looks like you have $713,000 there. Or maybe that should go to Richard, that question.
Councilmember Cardozo, I wouldn't advise it due to the funding mechanism of the park impact fee and the allocations.
It's kind of used to keep up with
growth.
With the growth and supplementing things that we already have, and where we don't already have a splash pad, it would get pretty iffy to say that we would be able to use an impact fee to create our first impact, our first splash pad.
Unless the splash pad was placed in a location
right
where a lot of the developments paid into the park impact fees, but that's not the case with where it is.
Correct.
Yeah.
So okay. The location of it kind of makes it probably okay. Problematic. And
thank you, Richard.
Anything further on that? Ordinances. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2018-15, an ordinance annexing certain real property to wit parcel number S131214-2304, owned by Troy Todd, situated in the unincorporated area of Ada County, Idaho, and contiguous to the corporate limits of the city of Cuna into the city of Cuna, Idaho, establishing the zoning classification of said real property, directing that copies of this ordinance be filed as provided by law, and providing an effective date.
So this is something that we already passed back. We had a public hearing in June of 2017, and in November 2017 granted the annexation and the zoning classification. So with that in mind, I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2018-15.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance number 2018-15. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2018-15.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2018-15. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardozo?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
I move we approve summary publication of ordinance 2018-15.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve a summary publication of ordinance 2018-15. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries, and upon publication will become law. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2018-16, an ordinance annexing certain real property to wit parcel number S131423380, owned by AP Development, LLC, situated in the unincorporated area of Ada County, Idaho, and contiguous to the corporate limits of the city of Cuna into the city of Cuna, Idaho, establishing the zoning classification of said real property, directing that copies of this ordinance be filed as provided by law, and providing an effective date.
All right. Again, this is when we had the public hearing back in January and approved the annexation and zoning classification. So I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2018-16.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2018-16. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2018-16.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2018-16. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
I move we approve summary publication of ordinance 2018-16.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve summary publication of ordinance number 2018-16. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries, and upon publication will become law. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2018-17, an ordinance rezoning certain real property to wit parcel number S13264280200, owned by Oasis Properties LLC, from R6 to R8, situated within the corporate limits of the city of Cuna, Idaho, Ada County, Idaho, directing that copies of this ordinance be recorded as provided by law and providing an effective date.
So this was one that we held a public hearing on October 2016 and granted the requested rezone in November 2016. I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2018-17.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive three readings of ordinance number 2018-17. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries.
Move we approve ordinance 2018-17.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2018-17. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
I move we approve summary publication of ordinance 2018-17.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve summary publication of ordinance 2018-17. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries, and upon publication will become law. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2018-18, an ordinance annexing certain real property to wit parcel numbers S14183364-01 and S14183363320, owned by Jeff LLC, situated in unincorporated area of Ada County, Idaho, and contiguous to the corporate limits of the city of Cuna into the city of Cuna, Idaho, establishing the zoning classification of said real property, directing that copies of this ordinance be filed as provided by law, and providing an effective date.
All right, this one we granted back in September 2017. I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2018-18.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2018-18. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
I move we approve ordinance 2018-18.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2018-18. Chris?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
I move we approve summary publication of ordinance 2018-18.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve a summary publication of ordinance number 2018-18. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries, and upon publication will become law. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2018-19, an ordinance annexing certain real property to wit parcel number S13224384-00, owned by North Star Farm LLC, situated in the unincorporated area of Ada County, Idaho, and contiguous to the corporate limits of the city of Cuna into the city of Cuna, Idaho, establishing the zoning classification of said real property, directing that copies of this ordinance be filed as provided by law, and providing an effective date.
All right, this was one we approved last meeting. I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2018-19.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance number 2018-19. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2018-19.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2018-19. Chris?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
I move we approve summary publication of ordinance 2018-19.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve a summary publication of ordinance 2018-19. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries, and upon publication will become law. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2018-20, an ordinance annexing certain real property to wit, parcel number S131432-5413, owned by North Star Farm LLC, situated in the unincorporated area of Ada County, Idaho, and contiguous to the corporate limits of the city of Cuna, into the city of Cuna, Idaho, establishing that the zoning classification of said real property, directing that copies of this ordinance be filed as provided by law, and providing an effective date.
This one was from November 2017. I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2018-20.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2018-20. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2018-20.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2018-20. Chris?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Ruben Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
I move we approve summary publication of ordinance 2018-20.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the summary publication of ordinance 2018-20. All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. And that was the last one of those. Mayor and council announcements. Is there anything council wants to announce?
I have one question for Bobby that I didn't ask earlier. Estimated completion date of the splash pad?
And you thought you got out of that one. We're hoping by Memorial Day.
Thank you. That wasn't so bad.
He's still thinking about blowing his brains with dynamite. All right. Anybody else have anything?
If nothing else, I move we adjourn to executive session pursuant to Idaho Code 74206C for the purpose of discussing a land acquisition matter.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to adjourn to executive session pursuant to Idaho Code 74-206C for purpose of discussing a land acquisition matter. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Ruben Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Okay, and who do we need at that meeting?
Bobby and Richard?
Okay. All right.